Hi, this is Daniel Garb of the Movies for CulturalMoney.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. The road from the festival circuit to your local movie theater is a slow and tortuous one. I reviewed Meredith Hanna-Brown Seagrass, a moving drama about a young couple and their daughters at an island retreat in BC, 5 months ago, but it's finally hitting the theaters this weekend. Check it out. So, in recognition of that long and twisted path, this week I'm looking at three new road movies. There's two lesbians in their 20s driving south from Philly, two teenage boys traveling across the Sahara Desert from Dakar, and a middle-aged hairdresser trying to get a little girl to a far-off hospital in time for a transplant. Io Capitano, co-written and directed by Matteo Garrone. It's present-day Dakar, Senegal. Seydou, played by Seydou Sarr, is a 16-year-old student who works part-time as a builder. With his best friend Moussa, played by Mustapha Fall, they're saving money for a major purchase. Their goal? To travel to Europe to make it big as singer-songwriters. But though Seydou's mother and others object, people die at sea. Europe is not like what they show on TV, they tell him. The two boys sneak out one night and head off on their journey. They buy their tickets for a long trip across the Sahara via Mali and Niger to Tripoli, Libya, and from there on to Europe. They're promised modern new trucks to whiz them across the desert, but they soon discover this world is full of thieves, swindler, and worse. They're forced to pay bribes to cross borders. Anyone who falls out of the rusty flatbed trucks is left behind to die. They're set upon by cruel bandits, separating the boys with Seydou, sent to a prison cell run by the Libyan mafia. Inmates there are subject to extortion and even torture, and those who survive are sold into de facto slavery. But somehow, Seydou manages to make it to Tripoli. Now he has to find Moussa and get a boat to take them to Italy. But what will the future bring? Io Capitano is a powerful, heartfelt drama about two young migrants trying to get to Europe. Seydou is a heroic figure who gradually matures from boy to man to leader. The title means, I am the captain. Garrone is that great Italian director who, in most of his films, again, casts first-time actors in the main roles, giving the movie a hyper-realistic feel. Seydou, for one, is amazing, totally believable. Unless you think this is just a grueling journey, it's also filled with music, dance, and magical fantasies that appear in Seydou's mind. Io Capitano is an uplifting and heroic story. Ordinary Angels, co-written and directed by John Gunn. It's the 1990s in Louisville, Kentucky. Sharon, played by Hilary Swank, is a hairstylist who owns a beauty parlor. She's known for her sparkly skirts, fringe leather jackets, and her long curly hair with frosted tips. She likes getting drunk at roadhouses and dancing on the bar. But her best friend and co-worker Rose, played by Tamala Jones, sees trouble ahead if she doesn't stop drinking. Clearly, Sharon needs something, a lover, a religion, or a cause to devote herself to, but her first marriage was a bomb, her adult son won't even talk with her anymore, and going to church just isn't her thing. But when she spots a local newspaper headline about a man's wife dies, his five-year-old daughter is suffering from a rare illness, she decides to do something about it. She starts raising funds at the local salon and spreading awareness of this family's plight. Ed Schmidt, played by Alan Richson, is a simple roofer in debt $500,000 for medical expenses, and his daughter Michelle, played by Emily Mitchell, needs expensive treatment. Sharon starts giving him envelopes of cash she raises, but he doesn't feel comfortable. Why is this strange alcoholic woman giving me money? He thought. But the kids and Ed's mom take to Sharon like bees, bees to honey. She helps him balance his books and raises money from the bigwigs in Louisville. Soon, everyone knows about Michelle's plight, but when the big day comes for a liver transplant, the city is closed down by a freak snowstorm, and the hospital is halfway across the country. Are Sharon and the community's wits and determination, will it be enough to save a dying girl? Ordinary Angels is an uplifting, non-preachy, faith-based drama about an ordinary woman trying to change the world. It feels a bit manipulative at times with its gushing music and twinkling stars overhead. Ed barely talks. He's the strong, silent type, just yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. And little dying Michelle is way too cute. Luckily, Hilary Swank is just marvelous as the indefatigable Sharon, a woman who won't take no for an answer. Yeah, the movie's a little bit forced and a little bit too long, but it also tugs your heartstrings in just the right places. And it's great seeing a large group of people working together in an attempt to save a life. This is based on a true story. So if you like tearjerkers, this one is a two-hanky special. One that'll leave you crying for sure. Driveaway Dolls, co-written and directed by Ethan Coen. It's 1999 in Philadelphia. Jamie and Marion are best friends, but couldn't be more different. Jamie, played by Margaret Qualley, has a southern drawl and a wild-at-heart attitude. She's always up for a roll in the hay with any chick she meets in a lesbian bar. Marion, played by Geraldine Vishvanathan, is a reserved and uptight, stuck in a futureless cubicle office job. But when Jamie's longtime girlfriend, Suki, played by Beanie Feldstein, catches her cheating in their own apartment, she goes ballistic. Suki is a hot-headed cop, and Jamie knows when it's time to skedaddle. So she decides to go for a drive home to Tallahassee with Marion as her co-pilot. Luckily, Jamie knows about a great deal at a place called Driveaway Autos. They deliver the car to Tallahassee and they get the ride for free. What they don't know is they're driving the wrong car carrying unexpected cargo in the trunk. A metal suitcase and a human head. You see, that metal suitcase contains something of crucial importance to somebody with a lot of power, and a gang of ruthless men want it back. And they're heading down the highway trying to catch up with Jamie and Marion and take back the suitcase. But the clueless pair are taking their own sweet time, with Jamie smoking pot and meeting up with nubile soccer players in honky-tonk bars and sleazy motel rooms on the way, while Marion has to deal with overzealous redneck sheriffs. But the criminals are steadily approaching, and who knows what will happen if they meet. What's in the metal suitcase? Can Jamie and Marion stay friends, and is there something deeper going on between them? Driveaway Dolls is an unapologetically B-movie, a non-stop comedy thriller about lesbians on the run and on the road. It's full of wanton sex and gratuitous violence, though nothing overly explicit. It also features cameos by A-listers like Matt Damon, Pedro Pascal, and Colman Domingo. And it's all strangely interspersed with vintage, psychedelic, softcore, hippie porn. I know, what does that mean? Well, no spoilers, it's only revealed at the end. This is like a Coen Brothers movie, but no Joel. Instead, Ethan Coen is paired with longtime film editor and his wife, Trisha Cook, who also co-edited, co-directed, and co-wrote this one, apparently based on her own salad days. It's great, raunchy fun. The only thing that puzzled me is, in a movie that's all about lesbians, why do the trailers completely hide that fact? Not to mention changing the title from Driveway Dykes to Driveway Dolls. Okay, I guess you got to sell a movie to a broader audience or you won't get the crowds. Either way, I really enjoyed this one. Io Capitano is now playing at the TIFF Bell Lightbox with Driveway Dolls and Ordinary Angels both opening theatrically this weekend in Toronto. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garb of the Movies each Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.